The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday, we will be at the Omni. They happen to be in the immediate downtown 615. Come on by. Then, on Thursday after the show, and I believe Brandon has cleared everything, I think we're leaving early, right after the show, should get down to the Emerald Coast a week from tomorrow around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Immediately, the plan after checking in is a quick equipment check in the location where we're going to do the show, which is just by the pool there at the Four Seasons. Just by the pool. And once that's all checked out, good to go. That's it. That's it. Ole Miss Evie's coming. Coach Pete's coming, probably folks who we haven't talked about yet that we don't really know coming or going, but might be heading down that way. It's going to be a fun time. If you happen to be in that area, do come on by. Love to see you. Jim and Jupiter, of course Florida is the number one state for draft picks the last 10 years, Bill. The state of Florida has been and always will be the top place for high school athletes for football. There is one caveat for that, though. And I don't think it will change as far as the geography of where the athletes are located. But Florida, let's repeat, is a notorious cheaper than bleep state when it comes to paying coaches. And Florida coaches, if they can escape, go to Georgia. They go to all kinds of places. Texas is much better at paying their coaches than the folks in Florida are notoriously cheapskates. And I don't know. I'm not suggesting that that will change anything for players because, I mean, geography is geography. Wherever you're located, they're not going to necessarily move state because coach isn't getting paid, right? But breaking news that Patton just sent me. I'm not kidding. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back from 05. Amid what the Heisman Trust calls enormous changes in the college football landscape, Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back. How about that? And I'm kind of glad he is. Now, you know who, and I don't know how big of an impact that this had, but did you see a few weeks ago a guy that I like, and I know he's had a very messed up career that has not worked out well, but a guy I like, Johnny Manziel tweeted a few weeks ago, in lieu of what they're doing to Reggie Bush, I will not be attending, as a former Heisman winner, the Heisman ceremony again. Remember that? Do you remember that? Yes, he said that. He said, I will not be attending again another Heisman ceremony. Not doing it. As long as Reggie is withheld his Heisman trophy. Now, you may take the side, things happen. Got paid. House, money, whatever all that was, right? I guess what they're saying now in this particular environment with lawlessness is now the law of the land. It's kind of hypocritical. Now, I know the rules were not the same back then, but that's the way they've adjudicated this among those at the Heisman Trust. Let's repeat what's happening here. Lawlessness is now the law of the land. That's just the way it is. Red in Georgia, who is in Warner Robins, Georgia, says, Bill, Florida numbers for drafts are inflated because of IMG. Now, let me think this through. This is a list of draft picks from each state. Florida was number one with 325. Texas, 2. California, 3. Georgia, 4. Ohio, 5. Now, that is, again, not where somebody went to college. It's what state are you from? Red brings up something interesting. And I don't have specifics to be any more specific. But he said, Bill, IMG, who recruits nationwide, if you want to talk about some sports, they recruit worldwide, tennis, golf, etc. That started as the Nick Bollettieri Tennis Academy, right? Many, many, many decades ago. But anyways, it's a monster school, cost $80K to $100K to go there, and they recruit, let's just say, in football, every state in America. And they go after the highest-rated stars known to mankind. Is that included in those numbers? Red in Georgia says it is, which would skew that number because they're not from there. They're moving in there as a quick 1 or 2 year gig, and then they're going off somewhere to college. Well, but let me ask you this, and I'm thinking on the fly here. I'm just thinking as we progress in this conversation. How many players in Georgia or Texas or California or Florida or Tennessee, wherever, Ohio? How long do you have to be in that state to say you're from that state? I mean, people get transferred into Florida all the time. Let's say you get transferred into Florida, your kid's family does, into Fort Lauderdale, and he goes to Aquinas, Fort Lauderdale Aquinas, which is a fantastic program, one of the best programs in America, does good things, moves on, and plays college somewhere, and then gets drafted. But he was only there for 2 years. See, I guess what I'm saying is that particular marker is a little bit vague. It would be interesting if you took out those recruited and scholarshipped by IMG out of the equation, what would that number look like? That's a good point. I appreciate Red bringing that up. I love to be stimulated mentally like that. And I don't know. That list that Tom posted, I'm glad he did. I don't have all the particulars and if they have it down to, were you born there? Did you have to be in high school there? What is it? Man, there's a lot of people. The state of Tennessee, which has been booming, mainly Middle Tennessee, for the last 10, 15 years. I mean, absolutely booming. Celebrities live here on every street corner, basically. Everywhere. How many players, for example, Junior Colson, and Patton was just asking me about him, who played at Ravenwood here in Wilco. Junior Colson was brought here from Haiti after an earthquake. A Brentwood family was down there volunteering for a church, adopted him, brought him up here, didn't speak English, never heard of football. Started playing football, turned into a beast, 240-pound linebacker, adapted to English, went to Michigan, and is going to be drafted. Does that count? I mean, I'm asking that sincerely. I guess it does. What if you moved in for just your senior year? The dad or the mom got transferred. Family moves. Happens all the time. And they get moved to the Metroplex. They get moved to Frisco, Texas, which is Dallas. Suburb of Dallas. Frisco, Texas. Kid plays his senior year, impacts the football program, goes on to play college, gets drafted 4 years later. Is he from Texas or is he from the place where he was before his senior year? That's a legit question. I wonder what it would look like without IMG. That's a very good question. Tennessee Insurance Talk. Hey, Bill, while they were at it, give Todd Gurley and A.J. Green back their games for signing autographs. Well, this was the Heisman Trust, right? This was not the NCAA. NCAA is not related or intertwined as an entity with an award like the Heisman Trophy. So I don't think... Now, you may have a legitimate point about what you're asking, but it's not the same apples-to-apples situation as to who made the decision in the first place to suspend him. In that case, it was the NCAA. But if your point is, but Bill, regardless of the Heisman Trust or the NCAA, should they be given back the games for signing autographs? Well, how do you give somebody back a game? Hey, Todd and AJ, I want you to come back to Georgia, and we're going to play a game out here just to give you... I'd pay to see it. I love those guys. Those are dudes, man. I remember talking to Mark Richt. I'm doing my show from the Bud Smear building. And it was when Todd Gurley was a true freshman. And this is August, so I said, how fast did you guys see Todd Gurley as a player? And they said, like, day one, first 10 minutes. I asked Mike Bobo. Mike Bobo was sitting there. I asked Mark Richt. About 10 minutes, day one.
Good morning. Still slow out here in a couple of spots. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, that's been slow from that earlier crash. 24 westbound at 840. 65 has been crawling down through Sumner County, White House, into Millersville from our earlier crash. It remains very slow out in Wilson County as they clean up that accident near the Mount Juliet area. Again, that's delayed a lot of folks. They're leaving Lebanon, Wilson County on 40 going westbound through the Mount Juliet area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by the Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the lsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
Derrick Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Humble Seeker. This is funny. Bill, regarding Reggie Bush Heisman news, I cannot wait to see Johnny Manziel plastered at this year's ceremony, smoking cigs and double birdieing the camera. That would be pretty funny. I've always had a soft spot, and I know he blew his career. I can't sit here and take up for that. But how much of it was Johnny just did not have the physical skill set to be worthy of a first-round pick? And again, that's not his fault. But, A, he didn't work real hard at it. No. He partied a lot. That took away from it. No doubt. No doubt. I saw an interview with a coach, and I don't know if it was the offensive coordinator at the time, I believe Cleveland, said Johnny's game, which is, and I'm gonna use a word, but I don't mean it in a negative way. Johnny's football quarterback style is reckless. I'll say it again. His style, when we got to see him at A&M, was reckless, and it worked. It was a reckless, resounding success. That's his style. Now, Johnny, physically, if you've ever been around him, is barely, he's 6 foot, but barely, and he's not big. Short quarterbacks, the ones that do excel in the NFL, usually are pretty thick. Kyler Murray is listed at 5'10 and a little bit of change. He's about 218. He's got a little beef to support it. He still has injury problems, a lot of them. But, you know, that's a well-built dude at quarterback to be that short. Drew Brees was 6 foot, a little bit slight, but what was Drew Brees? Probably 210? Something like that. Most of those guys that make it, very few, that are 5'11", 6 foot, Kyler Murray, 5'10 and change, they're built well, though. Johnny Manziel, when they got him to the combine, was 6 foot and maybe a little bit plus, maybe an eighth or whatever. But Johnny is not big at that height. Johnny might be, and I don't know what they're listing, maybe 190. And Johnny's skill set that was so amazing in college, once you get up there and the linebackers are at least as fast, if not faster than you, and they weigh 260 pounds, and the defensive ends are the best athletes maybe on the field, and the safeties are basically heat-seeking missiles that destroy everything in their path. His skill set and his style, and again, work ethic was not what it needed to be, just never translated. Now, what would it have been if Johnny Manziel would have been a guy who did not party, went to choir practice, and studied the playbook 28 out of 24 hours a day, put a cot in the film room, never left the film room, had meals delivered to him in the film room when he wasn't on the field practicing? What would he have been? He wouldn't have been a great player. Maybe he would have had a better career to some level, but his skill set, based on that incredible, fun-to-watch recklessness, just could not translate to a pro-rigid style. And body-wise, being reckless like that will get you killed unless you're Lamar Jackson. He's not Lamar Jackson. They don't make many of those. They just don't. He's probably 6 foot and of hair and 190 pounds. And Johnny probably runs a legit 4.65, which is really good. But on Sundays, you're going to get killed. Now, I don't know if we ever got far enough down his career to even see if that would work, which it wouldn't because of all the knuckleheadedness, right? But I heard a coach, and the rigid style of the offenses and all the mental, and Johnny's a very smart guy, but just the mental preparation and all that, Johnny just did not prepare for. And I hate it because I'm a big fan. Jeff 2, Bill, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. There now needs to be a push to get the NCAA to give every university back that had to vacate wins or natties from probations. That, along with giving TV bans, was the most asinine thing that the NCAA ever did. Yeah, they stopped doing the TV thing many decades ago, banning teams from TV, but they would continue to ban postseason, and they would do the most damaging thing that they could do to a program. The most damaging thing that the NCAA can do to you, other than if you're SMU and you got the death penalty, is take scholarships. Scholarships are golden eggs. They're solid gold eggs that are very valuable, particularly if you know what you're doing with those scholarships and how to issue them and how to develop the players you get with those scholarships. When they start taking scholarships, whatever the number might be, that's where the real pain kicks in. Now, anything financially, when they would withhold you from TV, you would also not get your TV money. That hurt. That hurts. Ouch. That revenue drip, that revenue stream, that hurts. They stopped doing that a long time ago, as far as the TV stuff. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, did Johnny really ever have a chance getting drafted by the Browns? Probably not. Circumstantially, it could not have been a worse setup for him. I will admit, he was probably not going to work hard for anybody. But I will also admit that his abilities, as it translates, were completely, probably misevaluated. And that is coming from a guy who, again, really likes Johnny Manziel. I remember when he was in high school and coaches in Texas would say, man, there's this kid, and he's reckless. He runs all over the place. He's committed to Oregon, then he stopped. Now he's committed to A&M. Remember, they had, in that one class, Oregon had Johnny Manziel and Marcus Mariota committed. Can you remember this, right? Now, that was, it didn't hold very long. Oregon at one point had those two, and I don't remember the exact overlap. That's amazing. Now, back to Johnny. I would always, and I still hear from coaches, and they'll tell me it'll be a particular state. Bill, man, there's a kid over here, and he's a sophomore, and wow, incredible. He's already leading his team to the state, and in the last game in the state playoffs, he threw for 5 touchdowns. He ran for 120 yards. I get that kind of stuff all the time. One of the things, and I've told you this before, and I don't even know what the mom looks like, but every coach, these are dudes talking football, so you know what the conversation's like. It's not all football. And every time it would be about this high school kid over there, it would be, man, he's got a hot mom. I'm serious. I mean, unsolicited. Last thing I'm thinking about, we're talking about a ball player, so I wonder what the mom's like. Now, I wonder what mom looks like. I'm a guy. I'm human, but that's at the moment, that's not where my mind is. Now, when the coach says that, my mind changes a little bit over to that, but I thought that was funny. Yeah, I thought that was. And then he goes on to A&M, and shortly thereafter, he's talking about his freshman year when he redshirted, and he's out partying, blackout drunk, got arrested. And he has a meeting with Sumlin, I guess his parents, and he said at that moment, he really started trying hard. And in the spring, basically, he came in there after that whole messy freshman redshirt year, and in that spring of his freshman year, took off in that first spring practice. Yeah, the spring practice, yes. And took that job and was a phenom at that point. Then the party started again. Once he got there, remember after his star was nationally recognized in games after each play, and he'd make a big play, and he'd do the money thing with his fingers, rubbing his fingers together? Remember that? He'd do it to the defenders. Johnny wasn't kidding. And fast forward to SEC Football Media Days. They bring him to me. I'm the only guy that sat there one-on-one with him. It was absolutely amazing. And then they brought him down to Fort Lauderdale for the Heisman thing, and they brought him right to me. We were down there for the, I believe that was the Miami Gardens location, but we were in Fort Lauderdale at the hotel where we were staying doing the show, and they brought him down there, and that was when we were down for the Alabama-Notre Dame BCS championship game. Could not have been nicer. could not have been nicer. And highly intelligent. Georgia Dog, Bill, here's some news about how cheap Florida is, or salaries, etc., for the high school coaches. Daytona News, Daytona Beach, salary supplementation for high school football coaches in Florida, always a hot-button issue, especially when coaches in other states can make significantly more. Three successful coaches recently left the state to take higher-paying jobs in Georgia. Assistant coaches in Okaloosa County, which is the Emerald Coast, receive $5,374, which is the highest in the state. Monroe assistant coaches are at the low end of $1,550 a season. That does not include their teacher pay. They get a supplement, yes, for coaching. Now, think about this. On the high end there on the Emerald Coast, that's assistant coaches, $5,374. You know what that comes out per hour? Football coaches put in astronomical long days. I bet you if you broke down that number per hour, those coaches do not make a dollar an hour. I would be willing to wager. Think about what your job is like. Head coach, but staff member, assistant coach there, with field upkeep, equipment, camps, practice, film work, what you're doing at home in preparation for that job, they don't make probably a dime an hour in the state of Florida. That's just a stipend or supplement that they get because they're coaching. And it's not pennies on the dollar. It's notoriously cheap. Perry Mason, Billy, those conversations never happened for the women about the daddies. Well, it probably did, but they don't sit around and talk about ball players like we do. Women aren't, there's a few that are in this audience, but I'm just talking about in general, the women, the female population is not high testosterone-ing, that's not a word, like we are. Ball play over here, ball play over there, quarterback. They're not doing that like we are. Now, could they have that conversation? Hey, Tony Vols is hot. I'm sure that comes up on Twitter. Saw this lady looked fairly attractive, and I don't know which team. Maybe Ole Miss. She goes, I hate that guy, but he's hot. That happens.
Good morning. It's looking a little bit better coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on that earlier crash on 24 westbound at 840 now. It's still struggling on 65 southbound up there in Millersville, coming down from White House through that section of Sumner County as it tries to pick back up here in the last few minutes, leaving Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, coming in on I-40 westbound out of Wilson County. Again, it's been a struggle from that crash near that Mount Juliet exit. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out today at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back, it's furious, and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, I mean, that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Bear Mason said, you don't think the women talk about that? Not like the guys as much. What about Cliff Kingsbury? You don't think that the ladies don't... What would be the proper word? Flirt or have conversations about him? I saw an interview with him one time. He was just talking. He said, man, I can't go anywhere. Tony Vols was talking a couple of months ago. He said, I can't go to a bar in Knoxville because I used to be able to. I could go just sit, me and a buddy, and have a cold one. I can't go anywhere. Imagine Tony Vols just walking into a popular bar in Knoxville. I'll take a cold one. Oh, man. Agent Strolls, down on the lovely Texas Gulf Coast. Bill, speaking of football talent from various states, back in the first, say, 10 years after Hurricane Katrina, Southeast Texas saw a huge influx of great Louisiana athletes that moved over and played Texas high school football from South Louisiana. Giggum. You're talking about East Texas. When you think of Texas and how fantastic that state is, you think, first two you think of is you think of the Metroplex and you think of Greater Houston, which is just freaking spilling with dudes. Forever. Dating back 50, 75, 100 years, whatever. Dudes, ball players, athletes of any sport, any type, any position, whatever. Baseball guys, football, any position, basketball, does not matter. Absolutely loaded. But East Texas, there's a lot of dudes through there. Up on the Louisiana border and all through in there, just all kinds of players. I'd say once you get out to West Texas, just because of the size and the population decrease once you get out that way, less so when it comes to play, a lot less. But Houston, the Metroplex, certainly San Antonio, Austin, but East Texas, dudes out there, you know what. Dudes absolutely all over the place there. And if you're a coach who can go in and command a region like that, God knows. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey said, Bill, powerhouse football coaches in Jersey make $200K with camps. I could see that. Now, I think the flip side of that would be, Jim, that is really good money. If I were to try and find a critique in that, I would say they're also being taxed into oblivion compared to down here, right? Now, again, would I rather get $200K like the Jersey guys get, or the 5K supplement that the assistant, now we're talking about head coach versus assistant, but nonetheless, or the little supplement that you're going to get down in Florida, regardless of what the taxing situation is, sure, Jersey by far. Topwater Assassin, Bill, did you watch the special about Johnny? They tracked how many minutes he spent watching film on his iPad. It was 0 minutes. I think I saw a clip. I don't think I saw the whole documentary or whatever it was. I think I saw a clip on it. Yeah, they have the ability to determine how much time you spent on there, and apparently you spent zero on there. That's now again, what would that have done? Would he become a star? I don't think he had the ability, probably, to be a star, but would that have kept him around longer? Kept his possibilities alive longer? Yeah, I'd say so. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Florida's been at or the top for over 30 years. So, yes, IMG could skew the numbers a bit, but it's not like it is the reason or the only reason Florida is where it's at. Florida is where it's at because we have the best athletes. Yeah, because, and I'm glad Red down in Georgia brought that up, but if you start going down, where is he from? Well, what's the definition of that? How many of you right now are not from the state you live in? Allen in Tampa's not from that. He's from Birmingham. Tom from Myrtle Beach is from New York. Jim from Jupiter is from Jupiter. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey is from New Jersey. That just depends. Yeah, just it absolute. Jeff 2, who is right here, is not from Tennessee. Jeff 2 is from, I can't remember which one was first. Jeff is in Alabama or Mississippi. He's been in both. I think he's from Alabama and lived in Mississippi. I could have that backwards, so. Gator Dave is from South Georgia, not Jacksonville. Georgia Dog's from Georgia, not the Emerald Coast. Pac-12 Dave's from Washington State. Mike the Tiger's from Louisiana. And we can go on and on with that one. I'm from here. Coming right back.
Good morning. It's looking a little bit better coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on that earlier crash on 24 westbound at 840 now. It's still struggling on 65 southbound up there in Millersville, coming down from White House through that section of Sumner County as it tries to pick back up here in the last few minutes, leaving Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, coming in on I-40 westbound out of Wilson County. Again, it's been a struggle from that crash near that Mount Juliet exit. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out today at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Tomorrow, here is the guesting for the Thursday edition. TJ Pittenger will be with us. Dave Hooker checks in on Thursday. No Kevin Hagan. Yeah, no Kevin Hagan. We're not taping it on Thursday, and he won't be on Friday. I just mentioned that because we tape it. So sometimes in my head, I think it's for Thursday's presentation. And J.C. Sherbert will be with us. He'll check in on Thursday with us. Very good. Very good. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, and he's down on the Emerald Coast. I know you're mostly talking football talent, but one half the shortstop in the SEC last year were California kids. Well, the kid at Tennessee, Dean Curley, is a California kid. The shortstop from Sacramento State that transferred to Arkansas is a California kid. Now, I can't name them all because I don't name them all. The young freshman shortstop for Alabama, I think it's an Alabama kid, who was not highly recruited. And they decided to take, I think, in December, and he's turned out very well for them. Dean Curley for Tennessee, who is 6'3", about 220, playing shortstop, is a fantastic player. I don't know where he was ranked and all that. I don't remember much about him during recruiting in baseball. That kid has taken that job from the beginning and not about to let it go. Now, they may move him in the future to third. They've got that Antigua kid, and I'm not sure how that's going to fit. But, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jeff, too. Studies have been done, and kids today would rather be famous than rich. That's moronic. There are multimillionaires walking among us who are unknown and can live an amazing, glitzy life. If you're famous, good luck having any privacy or unbothered social life. Yeah, if a dream of somebody's, and there's nothing wrong with this, is to be famous and to be on TV and to be in movies or be a coach that's readily available or, let me say, readily recognizable, that's fine. That's a very noble pursuit, and it means you are achieving. You've done well. But with that comes what most people don't understand because it never happens to them, and that's loss of privacy. That's just the way it is. And again, most of us will never know what that feels like. I do this, which is not a big deal, and I mean, I don't get. Very rarely does, I mean, people stop me and say something, but it's never any kind of, like, wow, hope I can go out here. It's nothing like that in my world. Nothing. 100% not a thing. But if you think about it, all the folks that live here, all the country music stars, rock and roll stars, movie stars, broadcast legend, Jim Nantz lives here. I don't know how easy it is for them to get around. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I was born in Dothan, Alabama. Lived there the first 13 years. And during that time, actually in Alabama, he said I lived Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile. At 13, we moved to Brandon, Mississippi. I lived there 20 years, minus 2 years in Elba, Alabama. I've been in the 615 since 2013, so a little over 10 years here. Noah Kev said, Bill, question for Jim and Ramsey. Is that $20,000 just to coach football, or is that along with the coaching or the teaching salary? Yeah, the way this works, the way I understand it now, in the public schools, is that first and foremost, the big chunk of your money is your teaching salary. And then there's a supplement you get to be the coach, whatever team it is and whatever position you are, head coach, coordinator, assistant, whatever. Depends. Now, at the really rich public schools, and I think this is state by state, but you have guys that are just coaching only, making six figures. They don't teach anything. The reason why you teach while you're the head coach is because that's where the big money, well, not big money, but that's where the biggest chunk of the money is going to be, an overwhelming part of it. And, of course, you're now in the state system, and you can retire and live off that or try to. How many years you need in most states? 20, 25 years? Again, I do not know all those rules. And again, it's all pretty much state by state. Yeah, pretty much. Kid says, Bill, Did you see the news about Herm Edwards at Arizona State? I have not. I've seen the link to it, but I'll hold that for tomorrow. I'm going to see Ken down there in Florida in about a week. Lash pie, y'all.